USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.